Whoa.
Whoa.
Hey, did you guys just realize that? I sent a video of when Nick Diaz says Joe Rogan all day, all night.
Bro, you guys are just figuring that out, bro?
Yeah, bro. I barely figured that out a few months ago.
Yeah, we're my God, bro. Sorry,
Mario was judging me, bro.
Well, yeah, Mauricio, you should have fucking...
Mario was like, "Why did you guys know that? You're a UFC fan.
Why didn't you tell me this sooner, asshole?
Like, that's your fault." Honestly, that's one of those videos that has recirculated, I feel like. I saw that video like a couple years ago. I knew about it like way back then.
And obviously, you didn't send it back then either, so...
No, I mean,
your couch also.
So, I mean, it's just funny how people are like realizing I'm like... Yeah, it's Nick Diaz after a fight. He says, Joe Rogan all day. Or train by day.
What'd you think about that intro?
All day.
And Joe Rogan.
They don't do it anymore.
He doesn't?
He doesn't do it anymore?
I don't think I hear it anymore.
He's like, you didn't cut the check?
Probably trademarked.
That's a dope ass.
Some royalties for using
that's a dope
voice.
Ass little sample.
I mean, in the clips, he uses that monkey sound.
Yeah. Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
Hello, friends.
Yeah.
He does that. How does he do it, Mauricio?
You never heard him say that thing?
No. How did he do it? The monkey sound?
No, it's too late. You waited way too long for that one, bro. I said a lot of stuff.
You did that good. Let me see.
Bro.
That's what she said.
I want to see. Damn, bro.
Pause, bro. Want to hear, bro. Pause.
Yeah, he just says Joe Rogan podcast. Check it out. It's not the same one.
No. Yeah, that's probably someone else saying it.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like.
It doesn't even sound like Nick.
No, bro, it is Nick.
That's why
bro.
Probably it's recirculating because they're like, oh, the original's gone.
Exactly. Exacto mundo.
Maybe.
You know what I'm
saying? Original's gone. What do you mean?
You know what I'm saying? But I mean, I feel like
am I in a Mandela effect
I feel
right
like,
now?
You know, for a certain.
Hey, bro,
a certain...
why are you always feeling things?
Me.
Yeah.
First of all, yeah, it's men's mental health month, bro. Why are you always feeling these?
Because he's like, I feel like, I'm like.
So yeah. Let's talk about those feelings.
Why are you feeling,
on
bro?
Men's mental health month, well, let's talk about your feelings, Mauricio. What are you feeling, bro?
Feeling like a flame.
Wow.
Wow. Oh boy.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. I like that.
What the fuck?
Like
are we supposed to say it back too? Like, all right, you say it.
No, wait.
Say it. Do it. And then when he does it, all three of us gotta say it back. Go.
In cadence?
No, first of all.
Yes, in cadence, yes.
I asked you to do something earlier.
In unison, better said.
I asked you to do something earlier. You didn't do it, so fuck off with telling me what to do.
But we're gonna repeat after you, though.
Nah.
You did not do the.
You guys will say it back. Yeah, fuck
nah,
y'all,
it's because we're fling.
Damn, bro, he can't even talk about his feelings. What emotions
what
are
flame
you
flame are we
bro?
Talking about, bro?
What flame? Damn.
Yeah,
bro.
Wait, so
bro.
When you say what flame, are we talking about like a propane flame?
He's trying to think of another one and he can't.
Two rocks sparking and creating a flame. Like, what are you talking about, dog? Is that the type of flame we're talking about?
Sparking a flame, that means two hard-headed motherfuckers coming together.
Oh, I was about to say something, but nah.
Yo.
But yeah, I mean, there's different types of flame in that aspect. So I'm trying to ask what aspect.
How flamey are you feeling?
How flamey? Flamey, okay. So it's like, you know when
we
you
are
eat,
in Pride Month,
you know
so
when
how
you
flamey
chicken, right?
are you feeling?
You know when you eat chicken, right? And you could taste like the flame almost?
The flame? Well, technically, when you're
fucking
eating
Pollo
spices.
Loco ass right here.
No. Right. So put it this way.
Hey, Pollo Loco, feel the flames.
Exactly, bro. Exactly. You know? And so God's my gym.
The
nah.
char.
The
He's
char.
Like, feel the char.
There you go, the char.
That's how you feel the flames.
Or if it's,
Carl Jr., feel the
or
char.
If it's you're cooking it with wood fire, you know, you can taste the wood almost. Type yeah. shit. So that's what I'm saying. Like, depends on what type of flame we're talking about, bro. Kind of
how large is the wood?
How large is the wood? Let's just say it's not about the size, bro. It's about how much
it's the motion of the log or what?
Yes, bro. Within the log, actually, bro, because the log has fluid in it. It has fucking oil. it has oil, you know what I mean? That fucking it makes so, that is which what keeps the flame alive. Uh-huh. Am I right or not? Exactly, so, right? So
the fluid that you put around it.
For example,
you gotta keep things lubricated.
Or else there's no flame.
But see, that one's cool because it's from the inside. It's not from the outside. From the outside, it might look a little dry. But in the inside, bro, it's fucking throbbing,
juicy.
Bro.
It's juicy.
Yeah, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
You know when you're cooking, when you have the wood burning, you hear the pop.
Yeah, that's water, bro.
That's not water. It's like a natural oil that's within the. Yeah. That's keeping it alive.
That's why when crates go overseas.
That's how I'm feeling like, bro. Every now and then you hear a pop. You know what I mean? Yeah. That means I'm still alive. That's the flame I'm feeling right now, yo.
That's the flame?
Yeah.
Just like Yama, bro?
Yeah.
Like Yama que arde?
Yeah, exactly. Bro. Exactly, merdeo when I put it over the hood. It should burn, bro.
Can you show the camera how did you fucking...
Nah, fuck all that shit. Can you...
Yo. So, the current. How y'all feel about...
Your feelings too? Your feelings too?
No, he said, he's asking how we're feeling.
He's like, yo, so how you feeling? Like,
nah,
I'm like, I just love how all y'all.
I said, first of all, you're right. You're right. I said, y'all feeling.
I said.
The fat Michael from the office. I said, I'll sit on you. If who comes in with a fat suit and he's like, I said, I'll sit on you. Because this was
I've seen that episode.
You seen that clip on fucking IG and shit?
Oh, shit. Ayo. Did someone stutter
exactly
those
two
how I wanted
things,
this episode to
that's
go.
That's the first thing I think about. I'll sit on you.
You're going to get our Asian size today for sure.
Or what?
I'm cracking up, bro. And I'm high as shit. And a little buzz. So if I look chinky. Man, thumped down last week, bro. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, bro.
That one will never come out.
Bruh. I'm like, damn.
That's going to go on the archives?
I got to be more conscious of how I'm looking on it.
No, that was the Gabe episode he's talking about. Yeah. About the screen, about the thumbnail I use for YouTube and all that.
Okay.
I mean, y'all.
I just wanted to bring everybody in. I don't want to get canceled.
Thumbnail this week.
What?
He's going to have the best looking thumbnail this week.
You're right. You got a
fresh
haircut.
Yeah, bro.
Feeling himself.
Got to, bro.
You know what I mean?
According to Enzo, bellaco, bro.
Yeah.
El recorte está bellaco.
Recorte, huh?
Yeah, should have said bien bellaco.
Dude, what were the... All right, so how many phrases have we come up with?
In the last three years, because just for the record, this is year number... We're entering...
That's why I wanted to ask y'all how are you feeling about third year? Going into
the third year of this podcast.
Bro, third location.
Bro, like, all right, bro, like... What about all the words, bro, that we've come up with?
After that, I need to know how you're feeling, though.
Hold up. All that's right. A good one, bro. Because
you, all right, we used to use...
It's all connected.
Puñeta. We used to use that one.
Right.
Fuck.
Yeah, all the time.
Coño. We didn't come up with them, but we just started using them on the pod. But there was
Pause.
Those are fighting words.
Those are fighting words.
It's all connected.
Irrelevant.
Who's irrelevant?
I'm off the henny. It's irrelevant though.
Yeah, that's irrelevant.
I'm off the henny, but it's irrelevant.
That was the legendary word.
Oh, bro. That's not on camera either, is it?
No,
it's,
bro.
Maybe
GoPro.
I'll have to look into my.
Dude, that would be that episode.
Then that's a puñeta episode.
Irrelevant
as puñeta.
Desbergue.
That one's a good one, bro.
Fuck. Fuck, I'm like, you're coming
those
up.
Those are pretty much.
Nah. There's a few other ones, man. I know you know this.
I'm trying to think.
I'm just like.
Trying to think of all the words that we've come up with. Well, phrases that we mainly use.
So a huevo. That's the one I was going to. That's my word. I came up with that one.
Nah, I was Byron.
So a huevo?
Yeah, it was always saying like.
Was that yours, Byron?
He was always saying like, yeah, you should be the so a huevo of the team and shit.
Oh, yeah. Instead of the towel boy?
Yeah.
So where did I get that shit from? Cause I never heard you say that shit, bro.
You got it from him, bro. What are you talking about?
He's so quiet.
Or maybe he got it from you.
Me? No, I think you said it, bro.
Did I just fucking hijack that shit like The Rock took Booker T's? Do you smell?
Probably.
That's probably what happened.
Probably.
Damn. fuck, okay, so come to find out I'm 30 years old when I did not create Soba Huevo.
Yeah, it's just crazy because we've gone through different, you could say, I mean, we've outgrown different places. I mean, we went through starting in my room, bro.
No. Let's start about how both of y'all started it first.
Yeah.
So how's that feeling?
I mean, it's gone a long way to capture people's stories. I mean,
before that, when it was a Mauricio thought.
I mean, well,
this is my wallet. I'm all this for you, but I'm all this. You don't know how to act on this side, buddy. You don't know how to act. Hey. Siéntese, mijo. I'm going to put you in your place. Siéntese. Ya ves? Put you in your place.
That's where you belong.
That's your place.
He needs.
Go to the right.
He needs a little bit of front camera.
After three years.
He's not so.
Of doing this, though, in the different, you could say, forms it's taken, I like the progression and the growth because I feel like everything has progressed, not just the plays we've been in and how we've gotten better at talking and interviewing people, but also the quality of everything, you know what I mean? Like from going to the room to going to the studio, then going to video and understanding and trying to figure out that struggle and getting there and then going to the next part where, like, you know, now we're doing it here. And it's a whole different environment, but I feel like it's dope as fuck. You know what I mean?
Like what I was saying, like capturing people's story. You know, it sucks that a lot of them, we didn't have video in the beginning. You know, it's audio only.
Like that John Sally one would have been dope to get it on video.
Capturing people's stories. Gotta get John Sally back. And just being able to, you know, understand different subjects that we've never, you know, encountered with or dealt with. And just talk to them about it and see, like, how that was interesting. So, I mean, I think that's been the fascinating thing, and that was the original intent. The original intent was just to talk to people and just to capture, like, their journey, where they're at. And Maury was even saying this when he was we were talking on Sunday, because he was like, man, there's an old episode we have of you. He's like, from 2 years ago. It's like the journal entry. Like, you should hear it and see, like, how were you thinking back then 2 years ago, and how are you thinking now? You know, and
how are we talking? How are we doing the podcast? Everything. Like, it's an interesting thing to go back and listen to it. Like, there's times I go back and listen to our first episode, and I haven't done that in a long time. But that to do that, it's like dope. And then to see the first time when we interviewed you, and then all that, and then when Byron started to join the podcast and all that, and you know how it collectively also came together to where it's at now, because it didn't start this way at all.
Nah, but
a lot of people don't know.
You know what I love about it? It's how, like, I feel like a brotherhood was created out of it. So a bond that, like...
A support team.
Nah, definitely. But that bond, I feel like we're like brothers, yo. Like, we go places. We can be in Vegas together. Like, now I'm just thinking about what places in the world are we going to notch off our calendar? Or off even the map, you know, to be like, we went there as a group. That shit would be fucking phenomenal just to be like, you traveled the world with certain people, you know what I'm saying, that you've already got to know behind a microphone and then off the camera, you know, like, I'm blessed to know you guys. That shit's incredible. It's been an awesome almost, it's been a 3 years already, then, right?
Yeah.
Awesome
much,
3 years, yeah. Yo. Like, it's crazy even to think that it's 3 years already.
And just to break it to y'all, this is the last podcast we do. No, just kidding.
Fuck. I don't even see myself not doing a podcast.
Yeah, it's hard to see that. Like, honestly, I know there might be the day where, like, our lives are a little bit more consumed with things. But I feel like we'll be able to do it at least couple weeks. Once a month, if it comes to that.
No. I feel like.
But I'm still gonna do that shit. Hell yeah, bro. I'm gonna stop doing this shit.
I'm gonna say by that point, Zoom calls are gonna be way more better. Obviously, the streams are on. But I would say with anything that you wanna keep up with, and like you just make time for, anything that that's a priority to you is something, you know, and hopefully we all just always keep this a priority, at least on Mondays.
That'd be dope. I feel like it's pretty easy on the Mondays for the most part. It makes me look forward to Mondays for the most part. I mean, for me, usually Mondays are my day off too. So it just works out perfectly for me to, like, kind of be all zoned into, like, this is a podcast day, kind of, you know, ready for, mentally prepare yourself for it too, type of thing.
And it's like a therapy session.
Yeah, I mean, and I feel like all of us have, probably from when we were in the pandemic to where we are now, like, we've all gone through different things that have, like, where this was a therapy session, where this was that time we can just like not think about maybe our own struggles and just talk about, you know, something going on in the world, you know what I mean, and freely think and freely just, you know what I mean, just express and all that stuff, you know what I mean. I think that sometimes that was a very powerful thing that I think has helped me personally, and I'm pretty sure all of you guys, and even Manny. I remember those times he'd put up to the studio and he'd be like, "Bro, I'm not feeling it today," or something like that. Yeah. And like we talk about,
I haven't heard you talk like that in a minute.
We talk about things, and then we would start the pod. And by the time we would leave, it would be straight to go.
I mean, there was times where I had a stressful work day, and since Maury was the first one I would see before I would see you or I would see Byron, I would just be like, "Hey, look, this happened to me. I got pissed off. I'm trying to get this off my chest and out of my mind before we start the pod because I don't want to bring that energy." And I've always been big on that. Like, because I'm the type of person that if something happens to me, I don't like to punish another person has nothing to do with it.
Right.
You know?
Happened to me recently.
Because there's people that are like that. Like, I have people, I work with people that are like that, where if something happens to them that has nothing to do with work, that's external, right? Something's happening in their home, something happening to them in their personal life. They bring that same energy and they lash out.
Right.
You know? So I've always been the opposite of that. I'm always like, I don't want to punish someone that has nothing to do with it. Like, why let out frustration and anger on someone that has nothing to do with what is happening to me? So I would always tell him, like, dude, I just need to talk about this. Like, I just need to let it get off my chest, whether I fought with someone, whether, you know, whatever it may be, right? Something happened. Sometimes there were maybe situations that happened to me on the road, altercations, whatever. But I would just, all right, let me get this off my chest and then bring a more positive vibe to the pod so that when I'm coming onto the mic, when I'm talking, when I'm saying stuff, it's no longer about that. You know, that's out of my mind, out of sight, because, all right, the pod doesn't deserve that. You guys don't deserve that, you know? So in that sense, I do, you know, I agree with him where it's like those were moments where that has helped me.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
That was a trip. I had to leave, 3 weeks ago? Just going through it. And I just could not. I didn't want to bring that energy myself. And I was weird. We're setting up here now, so this is kind of like, I don't have to leave after I'm done with work. I literally just wait for you guys to show up so we start setting up. And that day was like, your energy's not going to be top tier or even close to be. Because sometimes you get here and it's like, you aren't feeling it. And I could relate to that and just being like, damn, I have to. Well, especially when we first started, it was, I feel like in the first year, I don't know about you guys, but for me, my commitment to it was very, like, minimal in the sense of, like, I just got to show up. Because the studio was just, like, by the time we got to when we did the house, it was like, I just got to show up to my parents' house. You know what I'm saying?
No,
like,
but you started showing up more at the studio.
Yeah,
because we were
short-lived.
We had
it was very short-lived, huh?
It was only like a month or two.
Yeah.
And you didn't join the pod like that until like the second
studio.
Month.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we had just a guest, and then we had a couple more guests.
I remember
being
at the house a few times, though.
We had Raul. Because we started Sports Wave, and you started joining us for Sports Wave. But we had like Raul the first time that you were with us. We had the homie Alex that you were with us. We had like a couple pods that we did internally, I think, too. And then you were our guest, and then
we
started.
Your homegirl. He wasn't on that one either.
That was at the studio.
Yeah, it was the studio, yeah.
You know? So
I was already on the podcast. I just didn't make that podcast episode.
No,
I think you started once we were at the studio.
You started after her.
You were a guest, though.
You were our first guest.
Not at the studio.
You were the first guest at the house.
At the house, exactly.
In general, you were our first guest in general, actually.
Right, exactly. But after that, we were at the house for a little bit.
Yeah, you joined us on Sports Wave. Yeah. Sports Wave started at the house.
And then maybe a month after being at the house, we went to
the studio.
Which was
like 4 episodes, yeah.
And then one of those episodes, I could not make it for whatever reason. I might have been going through withdrawal. Because I remember in the beginning of this, I was battling that shit. So it was like,
it's possible. But yeah, that's when we had Susie Ayala on it. Shouts out to her.
Because I'm not at...
Yeah, because we had Susie. We had that coworker that was...
check this the fuck out. This bartender,
we had Magic.
I was high for 6 months of the podcast.
Yeah, because he wasn't on with Magic or Chris either, actually.
No, he wasn't with Magic or Chris.
I was... It's because I think at first we had you just on Sportsway.
No, we had you strategically on Sportsway.
Like, yeah, and then that's
when... You wouldn't do the guest stuff. Then yeah. After you got integrated with the guest stuff.
Yeah, bro, that's how it was. That's how it was.
Y'all not hearing me. I was high for 6 months.
No, I know, but
podcast.
I understand that. But,
so that
but
means,
also, since you were high and I was conscious of shit, this is how things were going, my
bro. Not even, bro.
Yes, bro.
I would tell you I couldn't come because I was withdrawing half the time. I couldn't find, like, we're going through COVID. I cannot find pills like that at the time. So it was like, I would tell you, like, bro, I can't make it today. And then it was,
bro,
like,
I even
that's
had,
all I'm telling you, my commitment was minimal.
We even had Jeff Izzo, which was my school professor
yeah.
And you weren't with us on that one, dog. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
didn't you guys also have Johnny as a guest?
Yeah, no, the but on that one, he was there for that one.
Yeah, I was there. Yeah. You see, the first one that I'm seeing right now is the first time we had...
It's that picture on that brown table,
no,
right?
No. The very, very first one was we had Sri Lanka Dunk Patum on there. That was the first time.
That three-hour episode?
That is a...
Oh, yeah, I remember I left on that one when it hit, like, midnight.
Bro, it's 3 hours and 18 minutes. Yeah. Yo, you're not lying.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, bro, I was high a lot of these. I was popping pills in that episode.
But you see, that one you were there for.
What
the
month
one,
was
the
that?
One with the
what, when day was that?
Nah.
That was September 18, 2020.
I got sober going into 21, bro. That's what I'm telling you. 6 months, I was still... The podcast
you weren't
is
there.
Years.
You weren't there for Johnny Franco. You weren't there for.
But it's because I was going through my shit. I'm telling you.
That was. See, with this rapper dude, the homie Tommy. You were there for that one.
I'm telling you, I was high, bro. I was popping for those.
You
I remember
for,
popping
you were there
for Tommy, bro. Because I was like,
there
I gotta vibe out because he does.
You were there for Carlos. You were there for the drummer Danny Herrera? I don't think
nah,
you were there,
he
for,
wasn't
that
there
one.
For that one. I was there for that.
Then
one.
Then after that was John Sally.
Yeah, and I remember I was.
And
upset.
Then after that was the Armenia episode. You were there for that with the homie
bro,
Andy.
We were there. Yeah. I was the whole level. I was
Luis
on the
Martinez.
By the time we were still at the house, because it was like you
no,
had
we're
started...
not saying you weren't.
No, I know,
but
we're
just saying you weren't doing the guest ones.
I'm
though.
Just so shocked.
I think you became a firm like when you were on everything after that. When it was after John Sally.
But it was. I was already on it like before. It was just like I said, I'm battling this thing because check the dates. September, that's 2 months. By the time I started like, all right, I'm going to go clean was going into 21.
Because we had you on in June, which was the first month that we did. We went 4 episodes deep with me and him. Then we went with you. Then we did 6, 7, 8, 9. All it was just us. And I think Battle of LA was when... I think they were playing in before the...
It's the Clippers. And
yeah,
the
and
Lakers.
The bubble or something like that.
We're watching the game and
yeah,
talking about
that
it.
Yeah, that was... I think you were on with us on
but
that
we
one.
We watched that at
and
the
then
house.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Then episode 11 was when we got to the studio.
That's
and I think,
every Monday. Episode, that's 11 weeks. That's 2 months.
Uh-huh.
No,
that's August 8th.
Back
that's
then,
almost
it wasn't
3 months,
on Mondays.
Almost 3 months.
It was on Wednesdays.
Oh, yeah. It was twice a week.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was snap, yo. That was a trip.
Yeah, we didn't do
yo,
everything on
we came a long
yeah, you see, that's
way.
Why it was different, bro, because you would join us on Mondays for Sports Wave, and Wednesdays were the days we were doing
for interviews.
Interviews in the current.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
And then
I know
at
why
some
I came
point,
on,
be,
on,
then,
on the... well, I mean, I was already there, but it was like... You remember we had the conversations where...
Yeah, you
I could bring I could bring some guests that I was
that
like
was John
Sally
was
yeah,
like that
like
first
it was
one
like,
that was like consistent but
it was a notable one basically.
The
like,
tomb that was when the one where I, where you were there like that was the one the first episode on
yeah,
like of,
I left,
of interview
I left
that were
that
there.
I know I was high because like, the break that we took when you left I went to
I
go,
left that episode I remember go. Because it got to midnight and I was like I need to go work y'all. Yeah, I remember
damn.
That episode.
Nah, man, like. How are we doing with what was that shit we used to call?
The accountabilities.
Yeah,
we used to do accountability
checks. Well, I've been sober. What?
Now we're gonna call them wellness checks.
Since it's men's mental illness.
Yeah.
We're gonna evolve to wellness check.
We're gonna
shout out to John.
You know what that's gonna mean? We're gonna phone in a relative and ask them about you. So I'm gonna call Lisa and be like, "Hey, how's Enzo doing?"
He's a fucking asshole, all right? You know your brother.
No, or else I'm gonna call your mom, and then you know what I mean. That's how we're gonna do it.
¿Cómo está? ¿Qué está haciendo?
Uh huh. Do wellness check. Oh, we're gonna do that. when one of you motherfuckers show don't show up. That's what we're gonna do.
Hey.
One of you three guys. Because I'm always here.
I was about to say that.
None of you three guys.
What's gonna happen when Mauricio?
I'm gonna call y'all.
Hey, the time Mauricio hasn't shown up, the podcast doesn't
the
happen.
Podcast
does
not work. Happen. It doesn't happen.
So that, fuck you, right?
Hey, bro.
That's just as
you
bad.
You guys can change that, bro. I went out of my way to show you guys one time.
Wait, no, but that was the old setup.
Yeah. It's a whole new ball game. He's
then,
probably
bro.
The closest to knowing how to even set it up.
Back then, it was just power switch, computer on. It wasn't me actually knowing how to do stuff.
Right.
And it just popped the program, put in the names, we're good. You
see,
know?
Ladies and gentlemen, you see, ladies and gentlemen, jeez. I didn't have to say anything.
See, ladies and gentlemen,
I didn't have to say anything.
His seat is a yeah. Naraka.
It's everywhere.
Nah, man.
You know,
we're blessed to have this guy, man. This guy is very.
Everybody, I mean,
we would not have a podcast if we don't have. If it wasn't for Mauricio.
We don't
have, give him a round of applause.
When we don't have one person. So we don't have one person. It's always like it's like on one leg. It's like a three-legged dog.
Facts.
We're making it through, but we stumbling. Like, you know
hey, man. Little Enzo and Aubrey and Kobe B.
And I don't know if you ever seen two dogs and they don't know each other and they're getting to know each other and then at some point they're like running around and start playing. That's us with guests. Mm-hmm. Like at first we're like sniffing each other's ass and shit.
Sick as analogies.
So
what analogy, people?
It's like that's the small
talk. I'm trying to have more people. I'm trying to have more female guests. And he doing this shit? My wife's gonna be like, what the fuck are they talking on that podcast?
Hey, bro, all dog lovers out there gonna love it, though. That's all
I don't know if Lisa's there yet. She lets the cats out more than the dog.
I've never owned a cat, so I don't know how they act, bro. I'm sorry. I've seen dogs.
You had Kit Simba for a little bit.
Bro, I don't know the fuck Simba is, bro. I'm sorry, dog. I'm sorry. I just don't know that.
He's like some random cat you associating with me.
Hold up, is it Simba or Kimba?
I don't know, bro. I remember just dogs, bro. And every time I see two dogs,
damn,
interact,
that makes me feel like
it's
you,
sniffing ass, bro.
You probably were. Damn, bro, you were probably at the
you
house.
Be like,
for,
does your shit stink? Oh yeah, your shit stinks. <I'm dirty.
laughs> So, when you're sniffing somebody's ass for the podcast, I smell one.
You gonna be like that guy? Can you get off your seat? Can you get off your seat?
This dog smells his own ass.
I didn't go all the way down, bro.
You was fucking whiffed it. You whiffed it and you keep dropping that ladder. You drop it one more time, I'm taking it. You're not act on this fucking front end of the camera, man. Fuck.
Oh, man.
See, ladies and gentlemen, the executive
stays
producer
on that side.
Stays on that side.
All right, y'all.
He's like all in the
Let
videos.
Me ask you guys, that was a franchise of GTA.
All in the songs.
What's your favorite game have been in GTA
that,
so far?
What?
He said out of GTA, which one's the best one?
Which one's been your favorite one?
Vice City.
I'm torn.
What?
Because I'm torn.
Okay.
Because Vice City introduced me to it through this guy. And then San Andreas.
San Andreas is the legendary
revolutionized it for me because then I owned it.
San Andreas was
that's the one I was.
It was ahead of its time, bro.
I don't gotta go to the house anymore.
That it was ahead of its time.
I got to my house now.
That's the most legendary,
bro.
One,
the moment that the Alberto household got a PlayStation 2, it's just a game changer. Because we were like a couple consoles behind for the longest. Now I had to go to this guy's house, and I would love going to his house, man. I'd be like, Byron, I fucking love you, bro. Everybody fuck with you in school. I fucking got you, bro. He would let me.
Because you let me play video
he
games.
He always let me take his turn, bro. Like, everybody else was like, and it was almost like, boy, I got this shit all day, bro. Go ahead. You know what I'm
then
saying?
Your mom would come in the room and be like, all right, it's time to go.
I know, bro. 30
minutes later,
fucking,
you guys are still there.
And then it was crazy because I'd be like, I don't know what I would tell her to go send her back to talk to this was mom for another 20 minutes or so. And I'd knock out a couple more, like, fucking rounds in San Andreas or, like, learn. Like, this shit was sick. And then, damn, it was a good
then
time.
GTA
and then
4
finally,
came out.
We got.
Oh, no, they came out with all this other stuff. I remember Liberty City Stories came out for the PSP, Vice City
before,
Stories.
You see, you graduated too that. Fast. Slow down. Slowly roll.
What was after that?
Before that, I got a PS1 and the little white one. I got a Target for $50. And before we even got San Andreas, bro, we had Driver. And then Because we already played Vice City through them. I'm telling you, we're consoles behind. Mm-hmm. We're lagging. We're like, every time we're looking forward to going to his house because it's like, oh, shit.
He got the latest shit.
We're still on PS1, motherfucker. Like, I remember seeing the PS1 at his house a few years before that. And it wasn't even his. It was his homies. It was Danny's homies' shit. And they were playing Formula 1. That's why now I fucking love that game. Because I played that back then. Mm-hmm. So it's like, and it was like minimal because it was like every time Danny was there, it was like he was getting out of school. So I had to beat him there. It was crazy, bro. So it was like, man, being sober, you get all these memories. It's fucking insane. But anywho, where was I going with this shit?
Nah, the memory failed.
Fucking just. I just said that whole line of the memory, like going.
You guys were consoles.
You overheated the engine, bro. Yeah, I'm old and fried.
So,
nah.
So, you know, 4 or 5 came out. Now the sixth one's coming out.
The best one.
The sixth one's coming out.
I think Driver.
so
all differently. Need for Speed 2.
They're saying with this new GTA 6 thing coming out is that the money you make in GTA 6 can transfer into reality.
Have you guys
how
seen
much
movie?
More is it going to make a
have you guys seen the movie Ready Player One?
Very long time ago.
You haven't seen that movie?
Yeah, I have. Like, very.
That's
like,
a great, it came out. That's one of my favorite movies. I don't know, like, in the, it's like in my top 10, but it has like a variation of that in that movie where, like,
yeah, where people live in very, in reality,
it's
they
the metaverse coming to life even more.
Very crappy lives, but then when they enter the video game, like, they have everything.
Because, I mean, we see it right now with GTA 5 and playing online. And how people, like, I don't know if you ever seen there, you could do bank heists, you could have, like, a whole crew.
Well, the crazy
running,
thing about that is, like, let's say if you're really good at that game, right? And let's say you have a following, you're popular, and you create a Twitch or a Kick or whatever, and you stream that shit, revenue. So that's, you know, we didn't have that when we had Vice City and we had San Andreas. Like, the kids nowadays, shit. FaZe Clan, look what the fuck they
did. So if you make $2,000, how much did that transfer? I want to see what the actual transfer rate,
the ratio is.
Is yeah, like do you get $2,000 or like nah. You made $2,000, they give you $2, like
2 cents.
You know,
a
like
nickel?
What is the actual? Oh, you made money in the game. Then it
my question is
money.
This is the question of the hour right here. Nobody's talking about this. If that's the if that's a fact that the money would translate, what's the cheat code?
How's it get hacked?
Well, the cheat code was the hack before, remember? Right?
So
what's the cheat code? Is it gonna work?
Yeah, the cheat code was when you try to get full.
All right, but I don't. You know the cheat code? Tell me the cheat code.
The full health one.
Give me it.
Oh, I don't remember. All right.
Hold on. Let me fuck your mind up real quick. Hold up.
This was gonna bring in the remote.
He's gonna bring in the remote. He's like, I remember it by memory. Hold on, I need to hold it. I need to hold it.
Hold it. Put it on the camera. And I know now you remember, right? Nah.
The only one.
Oh shit!
This was just doing some.
That's how he would do it back then too. He would just like look at the sky and shit, and I'd be like. What the fuck, man? And I'd be like dying, and I'd be like,
the only one I remember how to do.
L1, R1, X, left, down.
Legend.
L1, R2, something like that.
There you go, legend.
Yep. See, I only remember the one as a jetpack one, bro.
And
I needed
that
shit, bro,
that
because if I was ever in some shit I needed to get away, bro, jetpack, bro. Instant, you get in, you just fucking take off, bro. San Andreas. That was my favorite cheat code.
I can't believe my brother, the last time we went to Target, was about to spend $20 to buy the...
GTA 5, yeah. $20, bro. To do some
buy it online.
That's what I was saying.
I like the physical, bro. I like the fact that inside the physical it brings the map, dog. I've always liked that about GTA.
Really? It still does it?
Yeah.
I need to buy a new one then.
That's what I like about it, bro. You open that here, see the big old map, but like
actually can't.
Kids these days don't even know what a map is, bro. There's no GPS, bro. But a physical map, dog.
You know why I'm tired of the physicals?
Yeah, bro. Kids these days don't know what a compass is, bro.
You know what I'm tired of physicals, Mauricio? Because last night, I spent a few hours putting all my physicals in orderly fashion, Xbox and PS4s, PS5s, the little that I had, because I went digital after getting the PS5, the new console. But it's just like, there's a lot of fucking shit to cover, bro. Like, I saw Madden fucking 15 or something. I was like, damn, bro, I still have this piece of shit? Like, and it's worth nothing now if I go to GameStop with it, so.
But it's for PS4?
Yep.
Interesting. Is that the one with...
Marshawn Lynch in the front, I think?
No, not Marshawn Lynch. Richard Sherman.
Something like that.
Yeah, it's the guy from the Seahawks.
Be like, you could pass it over.
No.
Yeah, because that's Denver Broncos with
Peyton Manning. You can get the latest one from last year for $20.
No, I want that one. I want that one.
But
you know who's playing the system, though, bro? I saw this recently, and it tripped me out, bro, because, I mean, the last couple of years, we've seen this whole thing.
But who's to say he's really playing the system?
Well, because, I mean...
That's another phrase.
You know
phrase.
Who's to say?
That's who's another phrase. Say. That's my phrase. I made that one up. That's two. It's all connected. And who's to say? Damn.
And then he got annoyed when we used it against you.
After a while, you guys started fucking, yeah.
Because we would say it all the time back to you.
But it was because
but who's to say?
I guess, yeah, you used to say it like that.
And then, you would get all riled up.
But it's because you guys used to say it like that.
Well, yeah,
it's
because...
all your deliveries, motherfucker.
Nah, motherfucker, bro, you would say it for everything, bro. You wanted, like, to...
Well, it's because I'm always the devil's advocate.
Nah.
And who's to say I'm not? See?
Who's to say? So who's to say? And then, I remember there was an episode where that's all we did. I think we did it to Maury, and Maury just wanted to turn it off.
Remember the episode where me and Mauricio, when I attacked Mauricio? And we were not on camera?
No, that was over already.
It was over already?
Yeah.
I thought it was in the middle of the episode.
Oh, you're talking about the one where we used to have the table.
Yeah, and I attacked
we had that little
couch?
Glass table, and then you rushed him.
Yeah. What about the episode when I cut your hair?
That episode, yeah.
I don't think that
not
ever
this
got
episode
posted,
when I could. This was proper.
I don't think that ever got posted though because all I heard was bzzz.
Your editing skills must have been ass back then.
It's just wasn't meant for that, bro. At the moment, like, just wasn't, bro.
That's crazy, y'all. We went from being audio only to now we on fucking. We went from being on live too.
I hated Twitch. Doing that.
Yeah.
You know, I actually like that. You know why?
Nah, bro.
I had fans.
I had fans.
But
I didn't like it at all.
Really?
Nah, it's better to edit. Yeah.
Nah.
Yes. Yeah.
Trust me, bro. It was a pain in the ass.
But you're right. I don't want to play horse.
And depending on like your
I don't want to play horse.
Thank you, bro. On another note.
Depending on your
chippy,
wife.
Chippy, chippy, cheerio. Yeah. How do you say it? Final?
Exactly, bro.
There it is.
Some lies will get you in trouble, bro. Shit.
Lies.
Lives.
Oh.
Vidas.
Lies.
Vidas. Not mentiras. Vidas.
La vida de la...
¿Qué? ¿Cómo?
Anywho.
Know your place.
To the right.
To the right.
To the left. To the right. To the left. To the right. So
let's do the dance.
Douche.
So all right. So get serious for sure, bro.
Who's to say?
It's our anniversary, bro. We're fucked up.
Hey man,
I pour up today, man.
Oh,
my girl's gonna get some stank dick today.
Whoa.
Why you gotta be stank, bro?
It's an insider on me. Her and I. No.
I don't know, dog.
You ain't seen the interview, bro?
It don't matter, bro. You. I don't know. What
you haven't seen the interview, bro?
What interview?
The movie with George... With James Franco?
You know what he's talking
about?
The
interview,
yeah.
You know
what I'm talking about, right?
He's like,
Rogan.
He's like, I'm sorry, bro. I got thrown off. At first he said, you ever seen the interview? And like...
The movie.
I know, but I didn't know he was talking about the movie. I was like, wait, what interview? Like, come on, bro. We were just watching...
I always send you interviews.
We were just watching all these other clips before we started the pod. So I'm like...
That wasn't an interview.
That was a reaction video.
No,
that wasn't even a reaction.
Oh, of interview, though.
No. The shit we were watching right now, the last one was like a... A dating type.
That was wild. Shit,
it was fucking funny
to,
though.
To Philly, though.
It's like a blind date type shit.
That was dope.
Yeah. That was
we
fucking
should do
dope.
That one day.
Y'all should do that. I'm.
You're gonna be the one telling us what to tell the girl. Yes, I know.
I'll be the only one.
Nah, it's gonna be one of us there, and then us,
nah,
the other
nah,
three
nah.
of us, gonna be
we
saying,
gonna figure out a game that
tell
we
her
can do it our own.
If you yes,
when it's all y'all three of y'all out there, and it's like 10 of them bitches, so y'all could And I'll be the one asking the question. Hey, Mauricio, tell him you have a rocket launcher.
You ever seen a red rocket?
Who the fuck is this guy?
Oh, man, that's hilarious. That's hilarious.
Damn, bro.
That girl.
Yo, British people, man.
So is there really a law that after 10 kids, you don't pay child support?
Why are you asking me that shit? Is it because I always tell you?
Because you had three, brother. You got seven more to go. And then you in the clear.
But I was about to say, I only got one baby mama, so I need at least like still, seven other baby mamas.
No, because I think it can still apply just 10
bro,
in general, bro.
Straight at you, bro, when he said that. He looked at no one else in the room. Is he didn't even address it to the camera.
I think I know why.
He looked straight at you,
another
bro.
Another phrase of mine. It's because y'all don't know because you got until talking you got kids. That's why he said that shit to me.
Up, exactly.
That's my phrase, isn't it?
I guess.
I always use it on you guys.
Yeah.
You won't know until it happens.
So...
You can't speak on the subject.
I don't know about that one because that one ain't happened to me. Luckily, she ain't take half of it or a percentage because those females are taking a percentage at one point. If it's more than ten, that means he's at 11 though, right?
Yeah.
So
how many does he have?
I mean, you can't technically if you're like say if he's earning.
But
well,
didn't one pass away?
Month,
rest in
bro,
peace.
Like. That'd be crazy, bro.
He doubled up with after that one.
So the person that said this was Bray Tacy. I don't know who this is. But she claimed it on the show that Nick Cannon doesn't have to pay child support. But her lawyer said that's not the case.
Of course not. Why is that?
Why? Because he has an agreement with them?
I think it depends on what state these children live
that
in.
That's valid. Yeah,
so right here it says he owes child support for those babies under California law.
If he had them in California, though.
If they live in California as well, though. I don't think if it's you had them there, it's where they reside.
Mm. Ouch.
That's why he probably kept in Atlanta or something. I don't know, bro. Don't know.
Exactly.
Atlanta. Bro. Why Atlanta? What laws over there you could bend?
Who knows, bro?
Men and their laws.
You know, so he might have done that, you know. But we also saw the first interview of Andrew Tate after some time that we saw him incarcerated. Is that the right way to say it? In prison with these accusations of, like they're saying on BBC that
he
was supposed
sex
to be
trafficking.
Rape, sex trafficking. He said that the rape charge was thrown out and all this thing. And what did you think about that interview, Enzo?
So I saw it in its entirety. And I feel like they don't got nothing on them. And now I think the BBC is just trying to slander and continue these hit jobs like Vice did on him before, and like he's kind of very just astute and very smart to flip shit on its head against them. I don't know. I feel like,
I mean, but it's
they're trying to drag it out to just be like, oh, at the end of the day, we're gonna forget about it type shit. I think that's what we're gonna end up doing. Like kind of how like Alex Jones was, like they took away his platform and all that, and then little by little he started coming back on Joe Rogan, started going on Andrew Schultz, and like
I'd like to see him on Joe Rogan.
Who?
Andrew Tate.
I don't think the powers that be want him on there yet.
That's too much of a powerful platform.
Yeah, that'd be like... That's what I'm saying. Like,
you think Joe Rogan is getting control like that?
It's not about him...
It's not about
that's why he's in Romania and being held over there, bro. Because if you're over there...
His case is not done yet.
Yeah, you can't come over here. And then another thing is... He doesn't want to come over here.
So if you want to talk about who made him really famous, it was an actual comedian who made him famous.
Andrew Tate?
No. It was... Yeah, Andrew Tate. The person that made him famous is Tom Segura. So I don't know if you guys know who that is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Tom Segura...
He's a guy that comes out on Joe Rogan a lot.
Yeah. So Tom Segura has several shows with his wife. And one of the shows that he has with his wife is reacting to videos. And they started reacting to his videos that he would do in his house and the stuff that he would say. And they would just be like, dude, this guy's hilarious.
How long ago was this, though?
This was years ago, before he blew up the way he did. And then they brought him and interviewed him. That interview that they did with him, that's millions of views.
Because I saw Andrew Tate on Fresh and Fit during COVID, like when... Because that's when I started watching Fresh and Fit. And he was like...
Do you still watch Fresh and Fit?
No.
Okay. It's clear that
not at all.
Cool.
That shit. I stopped watching Fresh and Fit shortly after
and,
they.
And we're gonna get there right now too.
I literally, this is when I stopped watching Fresh and Fit. When they got to No Jumper, when they started hitting that realm and like making those waves and interviews, reason being,
and then when they got exposed,
is because they went on No Jumpers because they had gotten exposed and all that shit. So that's when I was like, I got off them and I started watching other guys and shit. But to backtrack, that's why I heard of Andrew Tate was on maybe 3 4 years ago. No, 3 years ago during COVID.
I remember when we would come to the studio and watch those videos of him with all the women there.
And exactly. So remember, one of those guys sitting there was Andrew Tate.
Yes, I'm saying. That's the one that's what I remember. That's the like one of the few videos I remember of the Fresh and Fit thing when you would put it out there.
Right. And like I'm interested to see these videos. Like, send me one of those videos, bro. That's like crazy. I never knew that he knew about him before.
Yeah, they would react to his very old videos where Tom Segura. Tate didn't even have the beard. He looked very different.
He was very younger and all that. Yeah.
It's a trip too because even now
before the roids.
Yeah.
But he said he doesn't take roids.
I'm just fucking. That's something.
You think he takes roids?
I don't think so. I think that especially for the progression of the years.
He has a lean body.
Yeah. So I mean,
I don't know. Now he looks yacked.
Now, but before he
had like before body. He even I mean, went
think
in,
about
he
what he
yacked.
Was. Think. I mean,
but he says he was doing like 1,000 push-ups, 1,000 sit-ups, or whatever. I mean, he was in. Basically an isolation.
No, but even before then, like when he was in a kickboxer, he looked lean right there.
He was scrawnier.
He looked lean right there. Then after, when he started doing his runs, like when he did the before he got all this, like when they did the Valuetainment episode, you could see.
I remember one of the first Andrew Tate videos I saw too was one that you showed me with this guy that. It was his YouTube video and
I liked that one because it had nothing. They were just talking about.
Yeah, this fool was just he was showing him how to like box and stuff, and then the cars and that was it.
Yeah,
he's showing him about the Chiron and all that.
Yeah, when he shows his Bugatti and
yeah
they go boxing and they're kickboxing.
Yeah, they go to the gym, they work out, they talk about working out, they box.
Yeah, it's nothing like Fresh
and Fit. But that was a video we saw way after we saw Fresh and Fit.
That came out after.
Yeah.
All right.
But
So there's that going on with that interview. You know, the girl's
not much out of that interview.
She was just trying to pin him and get him, and he did the right thing as far as saying, like, especially ongoing case, he can't talk about
right,
him.
Right, exactly.
He kept going, I plead the fifth. I plead the fifth. It's an ongoing case. Right. I plead the fifth.
You know?
Yeah. He should have just held the paper, bro. The fifth.
I don't want to call myself a Tate apologist or a fan or anything like that. I would say more that I agree with a lot of his things
views.
He says in his views. You know what I mean? Not
One
everything.
One thing I'm gonna say is they did ask him about that property shit.
They did basically,
and
he clarified,
but he's also saying he was sarcastic about certain stuff, and that.
But
it's
the also
internet the
context
and
on how she said it's almost how like what. What our guest said last week, like how she said, I'll probably be it. You know what I mean? That's what the girl said too. You know what I mean? And then it's that, I think that's where the OnlyFans things have come too, because she happens to be an OnlyFans girl. So he said, so that means he owns that too, because if that's his, because the whole thing was like, not just if he owns the property, it's like if you own her body part.
Right.
That's what the whole thing, what she was bringing up in that interview with BBC. So he puts the whole context together how she was saying she was already saying it herself that that belongs to him, and then he's like, oh well, you have an OnlyFans, so that mean that all belongs to him as well.
And he's just putting the context into it. Yeah, but and it goes. I don't know, man. Andrew Tate's polarizing.
He is.
How do you
a
feel
lot of people
about?
I think there's a lot of polarizing figures. I think Joe Rogan can be considered polarizing. I think in some aspects, just in the day and age we live in, even someone like Pat Beck David could be considered polarizing. You know, Kevin Samuels was someone that was polarizing for the most part. And then we have other people that right now you could say, I don't have the exact, or for example, the guys from Fresh and Fit, the Sneakio guy, you know, all these guys have some kind of polarization, if you will, or some kind of extreme to them that, you know, I don't know if people gravitate towards it because they agree. Some people agree for sure. Some people are more on the tip where they like, are just almost curious or just almost trying to see the perspective. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I mean, mainly most of their audience is young men, though. Like, majority of their audience is young men, and it's a lot of guys that don't have experience or don't know. And the thing is that that message gets old once you, like, have your own experiences. Like, that message that you're throwing out there, you're like, eh.
Well, you know what's crazy about hearing guys like Fresh and Fit and the banter that they continue to display is that they should display a lot of immaturity, and then their lack of commitment is alarming.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you're preaching all this stuff, right? But yet, I saw a clip of somebody talking to one of Andrew Tate's friends, too, that was interesting how she... I sent it to my brother this week, and she kind of put this dude in his place where she said, how do you preach to men about self-control, but then...
Oh, I saw that one. I've seen that clip.
Not have the self-control.
Who is that other dude? Because I've seen him before.
He's one of Andrew Tate's homies.
Oh, for real.
I forgot his name. He's a ginger-haired dude, a white boy with orange.
He's also part of the community.
Right. Red Pill Sphere.
But the girl that's asking him that is a Christian woman.
And she has a
dope
podcast,
She said, as a Christian woman, she's the
Karen that I
told
you about?
She's asking him, hey, all right, you guys preach self-control in all these areas, but yet in this certain area, you don't preach it. And he's like, oh, I'm not going to do that.
He's like, I'm not going to say I'm not triggered by you.
Yeah.
And then when you're clearly triggered by him, by her remark, and it's just interesting.
Would
because
you still consider Andrew Tate to be part of this Red Bull community, though?
At this point, especially
because
with...
Because I feel like he's denounced it a lot in the last... Especially since he's been out of jail, in a sense.
Well,
and then on top of that, because like we,
the red pill definitely evolved into something else, for one.
Okay,
so
the blue pill?
No,
nah, because the majority,
it went extreme, bro.
Because when it began, especially during the pandemic, when it got like that rise, it started out with like we want to help men or just get a perspective, and then it launched to then an extreme of like hatred of women, and it's like whoa, like
well, it's kind of like the polar opposite of what feminism is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's almost like for the last, what? I don't know. I don't even want to say something that's going to might cause me some drama. But it's like 10 years, feminism's been on the rise where it's like we got Me Too movement. We have the...
Well, it's kind of like what I was asking again when we had the guest last week was, do you feel like that effect has garnered and... Kind of
there's always
generated these types of content creators, if you will.
Well, it's a cause and effect.
Cause and effect,
right.
Yeah. So because of that, there's going
to
be
one parallel.
If you go to one extreme, eventually the other extreme is going to come
catch
out.
Up, it's like the dark and the light. It's got to come out.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like, I don't definitely feel like Andrew Tate's red pill anymore. I never felt like he was red pill. I feel like he was, to be honest, I always, because red pill did not, never felt to me like alpha. If you were claiming red pill, because most of the red pill guys, like even Rollo Tomasi or whatever his name is, he don't look like an alpha male. And I'm not saying that every
male. To me, that guy is fascinating for one reason only. He doesn't live any of the stuff he preaches.
And it's crazy because
he's married, he has kids. He like a lot of the things that he talks about. And a lot of the things are made on speculation. They're like it's data, but it's speculation.
But what he's also, the data he's also saying is old data. Because his experiences are from a time that we're not living anymore.
Exactly.
And that's why I can relate to what he's saying a lot. Because I like his perspective sometimes, but then that's where I also correlate it to, like, bro, I can't speak on shit no more because I'm not in the same field that you guys are in. Mm. When I was in the field, Instagram was just starting off. Y'all in the field where Instagram's like, damn, what's the next big thing? Bitches already bored of this. Like, if you see the, excuse my language, women are already bored of this. women are like acting like men on Instagram.
I'm gonna just dig this grave right now, huh?
Because they are, bro. They're like, they wiped their Instagram wiped off clean, and now it's like they're mysterious. And it went from a guy,
and you know what's the funniest part too? That then they just look like stalkers.
It's like what a guy
not posting
does.
Shit, yes. You know what I mean? And it's like, yeah, that part is to me is funny, bro. I just spoke to someone not too long ago. I spoke to someone not too long ago that has me blocked on every social media, but knew where I was at on vacation. I'm like, yeah, bro. They still be snooping around one way or the other, bro. Especially the ones that delete everything and fucking go ghost and shit and want to go. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean?
You know what
shit.
I like about TikTok? It lets you know when somebody saw your TikTok.
Yeah, when they see your profile and shit.
That's the only thing. That's one of the dope features of TikTok. It goes back to like
how smell Instagram. My ass user 02334699B _.
Don't be lurking.
Exactly.
We be knowing. Or don't reveal yourself either, because you just look stupider.
Yeah, keep that user 269782900008.
Damn, how many user stalkers you got?
That's what it says when they don't put a name. It just gives you a random user.
I'm saying, how many user stalkers you got? Because you just named two users.
I don't know. I only have the current podcast on TikTok, so.
No, I'm talking about the user stalkers.
But that's what I'm saying. The current podcast, those user stalkers. I just randomly see it, and I'm like, who's this person?
See, the creepy part is having user stalkers through the podcast.
Because it could be for any of us.
Oh, no, I know why. Mine. Anywho.
He thinks they're for him.
Probably for Byron.
Yeah, they're for Byron for
they're
sure.
They're like, what does he talk about? Anywho, what does he say?
So, what's the plan for the next few years of the podcast? Where do you guys want to go?
Well, for sure, for everybody listening.
What's the next trip?
The next thing is
because we're overdue. We went to Vegas.
The next apparel drop coming out, which I need to talk to y'all about.
We gotta do silhouettes of each other, like sending.
Yeah,
like,
bro.
Like,
what'd you say, Byron?
Yeah, like the Charlie's Angels.
Hold on. What did you say?
Puerto Rico.
Man, he switched his R's for his L's. Look at that.
Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Puerto Rico. Está cablón. Puerto Rico está cablón.
Puñeta.
Cablón.
Cablón.
Puñeta. Un coco.
Un coco. En abajo para El Salvador.
We're going to Salvador. It will be dope.
I know, huh?
Bro, I'm already going in February, y'all. So if y'all want to
stop bragging,
get
bro.
Get your shit and meet me there.
You don't have to brag, though.
Get to go. I'm not bragging. I'm throwing the invite.
He's
at this
like,
point.
He's got Colombia.
The first couple days, I don't know. I'm getting Airbnb.
Next one, he's gonna throw Dominican Republic.
Hell yeah, bro. I go to Dominican Republic before I go to Puerto Rico. To be honest,
let's go. DR, bro. DR is bomb,
what's the Puerto Rican? What's the Dominican music again? Dembo. You want
to
hear
he's
some
go
dembo?
He's going to listen to dembo. He's going to listen to
dembo. Debe. Ya tú sabes.
Muévelo.
Exactly, bro.
He's going to be a 4K.
How about?
He's going to be like la mamá.
How about we go to Bangkok?
He wants to be able to speak the language still, sir.
Bangkok, huh? Little lady boy, you want to see a little lady boy?
Little lady boy?
You want to speak the language and talk to your little lady boy?
He'd rather go to Singapore before he goes to Bangkok.
Keep my ass right here, dog. I'll go to Hawaii before I go all the way out there. Shit, I ain't got Hawaii yet, bro. You want me to crash the whole Pacific and shit? I haven't even gotten to Hawaii yet. You tripping, bro.
I'm going to Pearl Harbor, tell
my
you what.
My ass barely went to Catalina Island. You want me to go all the way to fucking...
I never even been to Catalina Island.
Let's go then, bro. That's here.
Bro, honestly, there's nothing to do there, in my opinion.
For old people like, to retire at?
Like, bro, like, the food there is trash, in my opinion. Like, there was not good food there.
They didn't have In-N-Out?
None of that shit, bro.
I thought you didn't go.
He hasn't been. I've been.
Oh, okay.
We sound that much alike, don't we?
Not gonna lie, though, but, like, if you do get, like, a car or something, it's cool to, like, to drive around everywhere. And
you got
that's
a car?
Cool. You can, like, rent a car, like, a little, like, Jeep or something. I didn't because my parents were wrecked.
Depends so me. What you're saying is the vacation was whack because you went with the wrong people.
Yeah, but at the same time,
if you go vibe. Again.
But at the same time, I don't know. Catalina Island doesn't. Maybe that's our next trip, bro. Fuck it.
We take all this alcohol and shit.
That's what I'm saying.
Up.
He went with the wrong
Catalina
people.
Rocks. Yeah, bro. Every summer.
No.
Joe Rogan all day.
You know what I mean? But that's that, bro.
So, yeah. So, Catalina, huh?
Yeah.
That's the best y'all motherfuckers got? Yeah,
damn. That's the best y'all got. Nah. Honestly,
he's trying to go to Dominican
I feel like maybe not right now.
He wants to hear that. Que lo que?
Yeah, at this point, let's just go somewhere. I was about to say, we got to do Vegas one more time. I feel like we got to do it right once.
Nah, if we go to Vegas, we're going to UFC, bro.
Facts. No. That's
hey,
facts.
We gotta go watch a pay per view. Like, we gotta get midsection
Mando
pay per view, bro.
Mando.
That's what we do.
I haven't seen a UFC fight yet.
Bro, it's worth it.
Like, that's what we got to do if we're going to Vegas.
I, honestly, I'm even down if they come somewhere around in California. If they go to if they come to San Jose, bro, or something like that, I'm going. Or, like, San Diego again, I'm going. You know what I mean?
We got to spend the night. I ain't driving back if it's that far. Fuck that.
No, for sure we are. You know what I'm saying?
Because the San Diego, we could drive back from.
Yeah, but San Jose is probably, like, another half hour, another hour or some shit.
No, it's like another.
It's 4 hours.
4 hour drive, man. We trying to drive back after a fucking 10 o'clock flight. You tripping?
We did it. We did
that's
three.
What we did.
We did 3 hours.
The San Diego one. It was 3 hours.
After two, we switched driver, bro. Stop being a bitch.
Stop being a bitch.
And he drove it on stick shift.
Exactly.
Stop being a bitch. Just
and my clutch fucked up the week after, bro.
I guess I'll pay for the hotel.
I'm glad it did not mess up on the way back. Just imagine that, bro.
That would have been a bitch.
And
what would happen?
We've been stranded somewhere in, I don't know
Modesto?
Where.
Modesto?
I don't know where.
Modesto?
And I'm going, bro, I'm going, like, going down, I'm basically
that's
going
that's another extreme, bro. Mm. We're talking about coming back from San Diego. Modesto?
Where's Modesto at?
Like in the desert, fool?
Where's San Jose?
We're talking about San Diego right now.
I thought San Jose, because San Jose's further, right?
San Jose's right, north,
he's not
too.
Following the track of the
so,
story.
Where's
hold
Modesto?
On.
Where's Modesto?
Modesto
is kind of north.
No, all right, hold on. This is what we were
Modesto's
saying.
Modesto's like near Bakersfield,
no,
right?
No. Stop trying to change the subject.
I'm not.
You lost the thought.
I didn't lose the thought. I was talking about San Jose. Y'all talking about San Diego.
No, we were talking about coming back from San Diego. And he's saying I was driving stick, and I was like, and my clutch messed up that week. So I'm like, yeah, I would have sucked if coming back from San Diego. My clutch would have messed up.
Okay, so
we got stranded. And they're like, where Modesto? And I'm like, no, motherfucker, we're coming back from San Diego.
I thought it was San Jose from Brainfart.
No.
You just saw me yawning, motherfucker.
We haven't gone to San Jose yet. All I've heard, though, is San Jose is a good city to go, like, you know, have fun and whatnot.
You know what I want to go to is Pismo Beach. Just ride some fucking... What's that shit they ride on there? The sand beach over there?
Sand beach? RVs?
Yeah, the RVs on the Pismo Beach. I want to do that, bro. I'll be dope to do it with you guys. I ain't never been.
You mean ATVs?
ATVs.
Yes, because RVs are...
I knew something was wrong with that, bro, but I was like trying to process it. I was like...
A mobile home. An RV
I'm like,
at the
RV. Cooking
imagine the big-ass mobile home, bro, at the beach. Yeah, I want to race the
I'm
mobile
all like, bro, you know what we're going to look like, bro?
I'm all like, no. Yeah, the RV.
Yeah, me too. But you know what we're going to look like, bro?
It's 11,
fucking
man.
Buy it on.
It's 11,
you ever seen the
man,
people with the
break.
Fucking the Toyota Land Cruisers in the Middle East where they make that shit go on the wheelies and shit?
RVs?
That's going to be us with the RVs, bro. Like, wheelies on the fucking sand and shit.
Damn.
I was like, are you?
Yeah, I was like, I'm glad someone clouded it out, bro, because if not, it would look stupid.
I was like, you mean ATVs, dude? Oh, my God.
Yeah. It just shows that man is not that buzzed.
Huh.
I'm buzzed.
I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
Huh?
That
good night, folks. Peace. Thank you.